This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're urban gardening. The time to garden is now. An Anchorage resident, Tecon Galbraith, can't wait to dig into his soil.
So, the rhubarb's starting to poke its head through. Signs of a good spring. You know, the soil's getting warm.
Galbraith loves gardening so much that he and his wife chose their house for its large south-facing yard, a concept he says his younger self would find absurd.
When I was growing up, my mom always had a garden, but I rebelled naturally and ate a ton of processed food, and it wasn't until I was going to school at University of Massachusetts. Once there, it was just a really rich valley full of local food, and it really caught my attention.
So much so that Galbraith actually changed his minor to plant, soil, and insect science. But after he graduated and moved to Alaska, he had a hard time putting that knowledge to use. His landlord at the time didn't want him growing food in the lawn, so he had to make the most of his limited space.
Growing in your house, you can also just grow in pots. You know, if you have a balcony or a window that gets some decent sun, then you have the opportunity to grow something. A roof works too.
Galbraith says if you're interested in gardening but have no outside space to do it, try sticking with produce that thrives indoors.
Basil, tomatoes, squash or eggplant are better inside, so those hot climate crops. If you have the space inside, then yes, definitely do it.
For those intimidated by gardening, Galbraith says start small. He suggests filling a flower bed with herbs and popping it on your windowsill.
That's a great thing to do in a kitchen, just to have, you know, a tray of different herbs that you can grow and then harvest from as you're cooking. You know, it's fresh and it's not the dried stuff from the store. You know where it came from. And just something about running your fingers over the herbs and getting that fresh smell, you know.
Galbraith says no matter where you choose to grow, the key to a happy garden is good soil. One way he gets that is by composting, something he says you can also do indoors.
Worms all up. We have two big worm bins for the colder winter months. Smelling a little ripe right now, but there. Worms are cool.
He uses a pair of storage totes, which he fills with worms, food scraps, and newspaper for his compost, and keeps them by the front door. Galbraith says with a little creativity, you can garden in just about any space, no matter the size. And he notes that when you do get a bigger space, that creativity will come with you, like it did for him when he used a raspberry bush as a fence.
So in this case, with the raspberries, it's a visual barrier, giving us a little bit more privacy. Makes some friends with our neighbors and gives us, you know, the bounty of the fruit, the harvest.
And although Galbraith is pleased with his yard, he's not quite finished finding new places to garden. His next stop, the driveway.
So our vision is just to fence it in and block off 3/4 of it. You know, we still have enough room to park one car, but the rest will open up this whole new space. And we're thinking, you know, herb garden, it's closer to the kitchen, you know, a breakfast table so we can, you know, come out and enjoy the early morning sun.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.